For the last few weeks, we've been considering God's promises. So we're going to have a look today at the promise of forgiveness. And we're going to have a look. We're going to use a little bit of imagination, a little bit of speculation, guesswork. And I hope within the imagination, within the speculation, it's going to be sort of jam-packed with life-changing truth. Two ladies were in Tesco's, as you do, discussing the Christmas story. And as they were talking, one of them said, "You know, do you believe it?" And the other lady said, "Well, I can believe the virgin birth. I can believe that there is a God who is so great that he is capable of narrowing himself down into a baby, into a lady who was a virgin." She said, "I can believe that. I can believe that this baby was visited by shepherds in a stable. Because if there is a God, then you want to relate, won't he, to the common people." And then the other lady said, "But for, you know, there's one thing about the Christmas story," she said, "that I can't believe. I can't believe you can find three wise men." You know. We're going to consider the three wise men, the three stargazers from Babylon, possibly. One of the stargazers, Tom, Maytime, I guess we'll call it, was looking up at the stars and saw the planet Jupiter cross with the planet Saturn. So close that they shone brightly as one star. And Tom began to get excited about this crossing of planets. And then in came wise man two, Dick. And Dick comes in and says, have you seen Jupiter and Saturn cross? You know what that means, don't you? Jupiter is the royal planet for Babylonians. And Saturn was the deity, the god planet of Israel. And those two planets, they're in the constellation of Pisces, which is the Jewish constellation. And Dick says, "There's a king born in Israel. You can see it's like a star shining." And in comes wise man three, John, and his name was? Don't be silly. Harry is not a Babylonian name, is it? The third wise man comes in, who's called Gungunu, which is a good Babylonian name. And Gungunu comes in and says, there's a king. There's a king born in Israel. We've got to go. We've got to go and find him. We've got to go and take some presents. Let's go." And then Tom said, "Hold it. We need to take some gifts for him. That's what you do, isn't it, when you go to see a king? Take a gift. Take a present. What's the best present we can get?" In fact, I don't know about you. I don't know what sort of presents you remember getting when you were little to getting older. I remember Christmas Day as a little kid with my sister. And we'd come downstairs and we always opened the same present every year. The dog's. The dog's present was the first present we always open. We had a big box of dogs. You had to keep him happy, you know. And there I opened the present. And it was doggy chocks. Chocolate drops for dogs. They were gorgeous. They really were. You know. And I've got to say, those chocolate drops have had no lasting effect upon me at all. Apart from hair loss. You know, and you know. And... And can I say, just in case, for those of you who know Jill, my wife, for those who would like to get her a present, she would love a Titleist driver for her golf bag. That would be great for her as well, if that's okay, you know. But the wise men began to search for a present, and Tom and Dick went off, and they were happy with what they'd got, and they set off, and they saw this bright, shining light, Saturn and Jupiter crossing over, and as they looked from Babylon, it was heading in the direction of Israel. So they set off May time. And they talked, as you do. What present have you got? And Tom said, yeah, I've got a good one. I've got a good one. I've got gold. I've got gold. Oh, because you see, that's what you give kings, isn't it? According to the song. That's what you give kings. You know, he obviously knew the song. And he thought, I'll take some gold for this baby. You know. And then Dick comes up and said, you know, I did a bit of research. I knew it was a Jewish king. And so what I did is I looked in the Jewish Bible. And I found in the Jewish Bible, in Isaiah chapter 60, verse 6, it says this. It said, nations will bring gold and frankincense to Jerusalem to worship God. And I knew you were going to bring gold, so I thought I'd bring the frankincense. And frankincense is used in the worship by the high priest. And I, you know, Dick said, I reckon this baby who's been born, I reckon he's going to be a priest, a go-between, between man and God. Gunganin, what have you got? Well, yeah, I haven't got anything yet. I always do last-minute shopping, he said. You know, he said, what I'm going to do is on the way between Babylon and Jerusalem, there's Petra, and I'm going to call in at Petra. There's a Jewish retail outlet called Marks and Spencer's, and I'm going to go in there, and I'm going to choose my gift for him there when I get there. Yeah. And they set carry on going, Gungudin, eventually getting his present. October time, Saturn and Jupiter, we are told, crossed a second time, shining bright. And if you're on that journey between Babylon and Israel, it goes over Jerusalem. So they headed toward Jerusalem. They got there eventually. And you know, Saturn and Jupiter crossed and shone brightly a third time in December. And if you were in Jerusalem and you saw the direction that it was in, it was in Bethlehem's direction. And they set off there. And finally they said to Gungunan, what have you got? Gungunan, what have you got, the baby? And he said, yeah, I've got a great present. It's a humdinger, you know. He said, I read 250 years ago that King Seleucus II, that's a short name, went to the god Apollo at Miletus and presented him with gold, frankincense, and myrrh. And I knew that you two were getting gold and frankincense, so he thought, I'll get the myrrh. It seemed appropriate. Maybe this baby born is going to be God. Their faces dropped. Myrrh? And Gungunu said, yeah, myrrh. You know, he said, when I was a child, I remember having toothache. And what my mum did was she took the myrrh and mixed it with wine and applied it to my teeth. And it's really good for reducing toothache. And I know how cold it is in Israel. And myrrh is often used in Babylon for dealing with chapped lips. It's a good medicine. And you know, the two wise men looked at Gungunu and said, you know, in Israel, myrrh is used to embalm dead bodies. And Gungunu's face dropped. Do you mean I'm giving a gift that says to this baby, you are born to die? You're born to die. That's your purpose in life. Born to die. And I guess they headed towards the manger. And how appropriate were those gifts? I don't know whether you've ever had an inappropriate gift given to you at Christmas. I can imagine back in the Joss household when he was a much younger, very much younger person. You know, maybe 50, 60 years ago. I don't know. That there he began to open a present. And he was, you knew what he was hoping for. And he opened the present. And the disappointment when he saw it was a Barbie doll. You know? No. And you know, I knew that Joss was disappointed because he wanted Ken. But, you know... And maybe we have disappointments, don't we, when we get gifts. But you know, there was no disappointment in those gifts for Jesus because they were absolutely spot on. Because here was one born to be King of Kings and Lord of Lords. Here was one born who actually is the go-between for us, between us and God. And here is one born who is born Saviour. Who is born as the one who is going to die for you and die for me. Because you see, his name means Saviour. And although those gifts were highly appropriate, can I reverently say they weren't the greatest gift? Because the wise men actually came into the house and they looked at the greatest gift. Because in fact, the greatest gift was or is the Christ child himself. I sometimes think, what gifts do we get at Christmas and why do we get them? And I think some of the reason I get gifts is because I need them. You know, socks, ties, chocolate, do you know that sense of need. Or golf balls, thank you, Joss, for reminding me, and I will happily receive them. But you know, sometimes we get gifts because the person actually loves us, you know? And we look and think, that gift is an expression of love. And you know, when Jesus came, he came because we are people who needed him. We need him. We need the gift of forgiveness. We need to be forgiven. I'm sure I don't need to say it, but folk, our lives, I guess, aren't perfect. I've got to say, my life isn't perfect. I don't know how many times a day I remember that, depending on how many times I'm told that. But you know, can you think of the how many things have I done wrong? What about my thoughts? And the things that I've thought about over the last month, and I guess you wouldn't want to know me very much if you knew my thought life. And my actions. How often my actions are motivated by self-centeredness, selfishness, a desire just to please myself. And those sins that I'm talking about have separated us from God. They're just a barrier. And the Bible says that because of that barrier, we are in danger of hell. We are in danger of eternal separation from God. And Jesus comes as a love gift to us. So that barrier that the Bible calls sin, wrongdoing, can be removed. Because here was one who was born in a wooden manger and died on a wooden cross. And echoing from the cross, and in fact echoing from the manger, you and I can hear the words if we listen carefully enough. You can be forgiven. You can be forgiven. You can be loved. You can have a relationship with God that is totally life-changing. Because that's what the Christmas story says. It says in lights brighter than what you'll find in any London store. I love you. I want you. I care for you. I want to forgive you. In fact, he probably says even more. He says, I want you to be in my family. People often say, don't they, Christmas, it's all about families. But in fact, Christmas is the ultimate family reunion. It's the reunion of us with God after we've wandered away. From what I've read, there is a Russian tradition of an old woman called Babushka. And the tradition goes that wise men traveled past her house, knocked on her door and said, do you want to come with us to the manger? And she said, yes, but I need to set my house in order before I do. And she began to set her house in order. And by the time she'd finished, the wise men were gone and the star was gone. And Russian tradition story says the babushka, the old lady, is still living and searching for the Christ child. And what she does every year is she fills stockings in the homes of children, looking and searching for the Christ child, but sadly always going to be eternally disappointed. Though life does not have to be that way. Life does not have to be full of eternal disappointment. It can be full of eternal forgiveness. It can be full of eternally knowing that God loves you and cares for you and wants you in his family. And today, and with this I'm going to finish, today, the promise is for eternal forgiveness for us. The promise is that you and I can come like the wise men and kneel at the feet of Jesus and say, here am I, in need of forgiveness. I see the myrrh child, the child who is destined, purpose to die in my place, taking my punishment, taking my penalty, saying, I will take the punishment, you can have forgiveness. Let's pray, shall we? Maybe just in the quietness of where we are now, I say to you that I believe the hand of God offers forgiveness today. And says to you and to me that if we would come to him and submit our lives to him, every sin that we've done will be wiped clean. And we will be forever in his love, in his family. And I don't know whether you've ever done that, whether you've ever come into that relationship with God, which says forgiveness over your life. I'm just going to pray a prayer. I'm going to invite you, if you wish, to pray that same prayer. Lord Jesus, I thank you. You came into this world so that I could be forgiven. You came into this world so that I could be loved by God. You came into this world so that I could be part of your family. I ask you now to forgive me. Come and be the boss, be God over my life. And I give myself to you. Because you gave yourself for me. Amen.